"Hello all," Mr. Black said, nodding at each one in turn. He wore jeans and a polo shirt rather than his customary teaching attire.
"Mr. Black?" said Nate. "This is a surprise."
He stood awkwardly.
"Please, sit,"
Mr. Black said. Nate retook his seat at the table.
"I know you're surprised to see me here," he continued. "So, I'll get right to the point. Your Aunt Celia and I are old friends, and I know something has happened to her. Furthermore, I'm familiar with the circumstances. The whole thing. Matthew Hopkins, a.k.a. Malleus Hodge, his current activities, and your aunt's true identity. Your aunt has kept me posted on everything. She asked me to keep an eye on the situation, and on you while you were at school, and she asked me to step in, should anything happen to her."
He walked slowly around the table as he spoke, until he stood before the glass cabinet.
Yes, sir,"
Nate said. He was thrown off by Mr. Black's sudden appearance and his knowledge of the situation. Why hadn't Aunt Celia told them about Mr. Black? Unless this was another trick of Hodge's. Could Hodge be standing right before them now, in disguise? No, that wasn't possible. The wards they had placed within the house wouldn't have allowed anything evil to enter.